Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him. Actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely,
time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
On DP LP Productions.
Making women's gestures like,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, another spontaneous edition. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. So we're back. Deontay Wilder took to his Instagram and said that a big announcement is coming tomorrow. So it's got all the minds working, all the chat rooms chatting, and everybody's wondering, did they finally hammer out the Anthony Joshua fight next? I doubt it. Obviously, this was my co-host, wanted to go down this alley. I just don't believe it. Why would they let Deontay Wilder announce that he's fighting Joshua instead of a joint announcement? I think this has nothing to do with Wilder-Joshua, but my co-host has an argument where he believes it does.
Speak it, believe it, receive it.
Speak it, believe it, receive it.
BoxingWiz.com.
When I stop him, y'all gonna say he was too weak. Come on, Mike. He stayed out. Mike, first time would not stop.
A man stand up for what he believes in, and when you stand up for what you believe in, you accept whatever consequences come behind it.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, people out there in the TBV universe? Back with another one. Yep, spontaneous show, man. Deontay Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, took to his IG page and said, hey, I got a major, big announcement, something like that, to make tomorrow. And my mind started rolling like, could it be a AJ fight? Could it be a possibly a Luis Ortiz fight? Could it be something that has nothing to do with boxing? Or could it be a re-up with Showtime? Who knows? Who knows that the possibilities are endless? It could be that him and Fury may start negotiating, which would be a great thing for the sport of boxing because we all want to see that sequel and how it will play out. But we'll break it down. We'll get into it. Ness, what's going on, man?
Another day, another podcast, man. I'm just not as optimistic as you. I don't know, man. I'm going to just let you take it away. Like, why do you think – I don't know. Why do you think this is – you know, I wanted to do AJ calling Wilder out, basically challenging Wilder to do better than he did, challenging Wilder to finish Brazil less than seven rounds, but using reverse psychology, basically saying, hey, I hope he does it in nine so that I can brag and say I done it in less. Mike felt that the big announcement was bigger news.
Yeah, because
I just don't know what he could be announcing with the fight
and
Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. Possibilities are endless, man. It could be after I defeat Dominic Brazil, I may entertain that Joshua offer or that Joshua fight, or I may entertain going
but
over.
But there is no active Joshua offer. Like, unless he's going to go back to the $40 million one.
You personally had an interview with Shelly Finkel. What should he tell you about him and John Skipper? They become real good acquaintances.
They're speaking.
And they speak regularly, right?
Mm-hmm. But there's no new offer. He didn't insinuate that there was a new offer.
Okay.
And if you're going to go back and entertain a $40 million flat fee for the first Joshua fight, do you want him to go entertain that?
Maybe it's not a flat fee. Maybe it's a percentage now.
Oh, so they're changing it, hypothetically.
That's what I'm saying. The possibilities of this announcement could be endless, bro. We had Shelly Finkel on, and he says that him and John Skipper are becoming more and more talking more and more every week. So that leads me to say that that's good for what Deontay and Joshua got going on because both of them guys are part of those guys' let's say, teams or whatever.
Or, what sort of percentage do you give this announcement in terms of being a fight announcement? Like, for instance, me, I got this at like a 30% that this will be a future fight announcement. 70% this is promotion, endorsement. Like, he's going to come out and say, I'm on another episode of Billions, or I just re-upped with Showtime, I re-upped with Everlast. Something like that, you know. I finally gonna be able to do what I said and follow my acting career. I don't see this being a fight announcement.
You could possibly be right. I wouldn't say that it's a fight announcement. I wouldn't go that far. I'm saying that he probably coming out and say, hey.
Wait, well, your title indicates that it says Deontay Wilder hints big announcement. Could it be AJ next? Could it be AJ next means a fight announcement?
Do you not see the question marks behind the AJ next?
No, I understand. Do you know what a question mark?
Yes,
You're asking the public. Could it be
a question?
AJ?
I'm trying to engage the public by asking them
absolutely,
a question.
Absolutely, but you're also prefacing the public that you feel it would be AJ next.
It's not what I feel. It's what's in demand. What are people talking about? Why wouldn't I put AJ as in the title with Deontay Wilder? If anytime I make a title, I always try to put AJ and Wilder together, if at all possible.
Why? Why are you using AJ's name for Wilder?
I'm not using those names for anybody. I'm using it as a joint collector because I know what the people want to see in this boxing world. They want to see AJ and Wilder fight.
All right. So, as a boxing podcast,
I feel like it's our obligation to try to push that. And that's what I'm doing with the title.
But that's all I'm trying to get to. By using this title, you're leading the public into assuming that it's within the realm of possibility that AJ could be next. I'm just saying the percentage of a fight announcement with AJ or anyone, I think, is on the 30 percentile. This is 70% promotional announcement, endorsement, things of that nature.
And again, I do not believe that it will be a fight announcement. And again, the question marks, I'm not leading anybody. I'm asking the public a question. That's why the question marks are behind it. I put two of them behind it just to make sure, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. We can move on. Could it possibly be what Bob said that I think today that he really didn't want that fight till early next year in March. So let's take Fury off the board. Let's say the impossible happens. Dylan White, I've been hearing you whining and bitching and moaning and all this shit, right? You do know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to England and beat your ass in your backyard. Would that be a big enough announcement for him to make after I get done beating Brazil? These are my plans in the future. Maybe he's just setting out future plans that he wants to get accomplished before he fight Fury or AJ again. Or, like you said, it could be, hey, I'm going to be in the last episode of Game of Thrones. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? It could be anything.
I don't know why people are even floating that idea when Showtime and HBO are two different entities.
It's a joke, though,
no,
bro.
No, I mean, for you, it might be a joke, but someone else said that. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't know where I read it.
It's like low-hanging fruit, you know what I'm saying? Like, same thing they did for, like, Conor McGregor. He's going to be in Game of Thrones, you know what I'm saying? It's that kind of shit. It's like banter. It's like people not really taking that seriously, you know what I'm saying? If you are, my bad. I didn't mean to push you in that direction. Mm. But what I do believe is that the announcement is going to be something along the lines of something to do with Showtime, possibly. Something to do with a endorsement, possibly, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe that it's going to be a fight announcement, nothing like that, but I would be overly eager if he would say that, hey, after my mandatory, I'm going to actively seek the AJ fight next. I think that's a major announcement.
You said something about Dylan White, right? Like that he might I'm going to shut up his mouth.
Yeah, I might go over in England.
Wouldn't that be categorized or fall under, like, fight announcement?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay. So, I mean, as long as we're keeping that under the 30 percentile, though.
I mean, that's your number.
In terms of the realistic, you know, like, realm of possibility, like, actually happening.
What's realistic to Ness, guys? Your energy right now is, like, unrealistic.
You know,
so what's realistic
I want
to
ask you, do you remember any other past announcements just so we could gauge them? Like, when he said, yo, I got an announcement, what have those been?
I know the most previous one was probably I'm staying with Showtime, not taking the zone off.
And fighting Brazil.
Fighting Brazil.
Okay. Before that, Fury.
Tyson Fury, yep.
Before
that, I'm trying to get Ortiz, but he failed a drug test, so I can't get Ortiz. And before that, I really don't remember.
I mean, we blame Eddie and AJ. Can Wilder not be doing the same thing? Can he not be using the power of social media to stir the pot? He's like, well, I got a fight not too many people care about. Someone AJ already beat. Can I say I got a big announcement?
And there's where you're wrong, bro. I mean, maybe I'll just speak from my perspective.
What's that? What do you think I'm wrong about?
Not many people care about the fight, but I feel like maybe people do care about it because it's another chance to see Deontay Wilder in the ring. I treat Deontay Wilder like I treat Terrence Crawford. The talent that those guys possess is like Deontay Wilder has the power of 10,000 men in his right hand. And if it catches you, you're going to want to be sitting down to see that shit. And Terrence Crawford is just one of those guys that can break people down inside the ring and is just masterful. Canelo's the same way. Great boxer, you know what I'm saying? Great poise in the ring. Guys you want to see fight. So I feel like regardless who those three guys are fighting, people are interested in. Maybe it's just me.
So, I mean, who did Wilder do 1.8 on regular TV with? He did on 1.8 on Showtime, right? You think he's going to pull those type of numbers with this guy?
I thought he did that. I thought he did that on Fox.
Really? I mean, I don't know. You know more than me in terms of these numbers and stuff. Can you find out?
Yeah, I found out
I guess that's the best way to find out how many people are interested in this fight.
I know,
personal for him.
I know he consistently does a million views on Showtime on premium cable. So, geez, I think he might be Showtime's biggest draw.
I'm asking because I thought he's done a pretty high number for a premium cable guy. I thought he did 1.8. I could be wrong. I would like to see who he's done the best with so we can kind of gauge where Dominic will fall.
Yeah, we'll
you know,
see.
I mean, and the numbers
okay,
haven't been
right
hot.
Here.
Mike, before you read those, listen, the numbers just have not been hot on the whole, you know, Showtime premium cable side. I mean, I thought Javonta did like 400,000, right? Clarissa Shields did low. I mean, I just don't know who's been doing high, but let us know about Wilder's previous numbers.
Previous number that I have right now is for Duopie, which was on regular TV on NBC. Did 2.2 million. The next number, I'm going to look at Gerald Washington number. The viewership are in. They did, let me see. Gerald Washington, I think there was two on Fox. I need to look up some Showtime numbers. I believe the Mace Severn and him and Gerald Washington did 1.76 viewers on Fox.
1.76, that's high.
Yeah,
Gerald
Washington? And, yeah, him and
oh, but that was Fox.
Wilder and Duopie did 2.2 on NBC.
Deontay Wilder versus Bermain Stiverne, it does draws high ratings for Showtime. Let's see if they tell us how much. Not only did Wilder's victory make him an America's first heavyweight title holder since Shannon Briggs, but the main event of the three fight card captured an average audience of 1.24 million viewers, which ranks as the network's fourth highest rated fight ever.
Him and Ortiz, according to Forbes, did 1.1 million viewers and peaked at 1.2 on Showtime.
But this is Wilder Stiverne 1. This is old.
Yeah. So that's good too, bro.
Yeah,
Ortiz.
That's good. First title shot, that's good. Here are the huge numbers of who people watch Deontay Wilder versus that's Fury.
So it's like this, bro. Like I'm of the mindset that people are
Ortiz
excited.
Average 1.1 mil mm-hmm. versus Wilder.
Peaked at 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the mindset that like, people are excited for. Like I've been seeing on different like boxing channels, they're not even really talking about about the weekend fight. They're talking about, oh, it's Wilder fight week, you know what I'm saying, getting people riled up. And they're doing good numbers, too, by talking about it. I think people are ready to see the champ back in the ring, you know what I'm saying, that they want to see him knock somebody out. And him and Brazil got a history. Like I always said, man, same thing go for Terrence Crawford. You're talking about all that shit outside the ring. I got to see you inside the ring. Benavidez, he got seen. Now Dominic Brazil went through all that shit and did everything that he did. Those guys have bad blood. He got to see me inside the ring. It is what it is.
I guess, man. I just don't know. We went down this viewership rabbit hole because we were trying to determine whether or not people are interested in this fight.
You were trying to determine, not we.
Well, you were rebutting.
Yes.
You know, I don't think the level of interest is as high as Luis Ortiz.
Yeah, it's not high as Luis Ortiz because that was a fight that people thought was truly a 50-50 fight. This was more like 65, 45, 70, 30, maybe even 80-20.
I just don't know, like, who was asking for this.
According to Brazil, he was screaming for it, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like it's a voluntary either. It's a mandatory a defense, so you kind of have no choice. Just like Errol Spence versus Ocampo.
No, definitely, 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 definitely. And there's nothing that can be done about mandatories, you know. You gotta handle them. AJ's done it with Povetkin and others.
Yes,
And it's gotta be done, man. It's gotta be done. Tackham was a late minute replacement
yes.
Mandatory as well. So
next one that WBO is gonna be next up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're trying to get Usyk sliding right on in for that mandatory, but looks like it may turn out to be, I don't know, man. It's gonna be funky how they do this. If they let Tyson Fury jump Dillian White, I'm going to be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like Fury's fighting Swartz, which is like number four in the WBO.
Yeah, but according to the interview that Jack did with Tyson Fury, shout out to Jack is the Truth on Instagram and Twitter, I think. I don't know. If not,
yes.
You know, he needs
yes.
to be uniform. But Fury's like, yo, I'm the lean you. I don't do.
Yes, I don't do.
I don't do mandatories.
I came out for 2 years later. I fought two guys outside of the top 100, and I still got a title shot. Why the fuck would I do a mandatory? His words.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Not his words, but paraphrasing. You know
but the funny thing that I see is the deflection. It's like everyone is running around saying Dillian deserves a shot. So then mm-hmm. why not give him the eliminator?
They're saying he deserves a title shot. And Tyson Fury's of the mindset, like, I don't have a belt that he necessarily wants, you know what I'm saying?
But Ben Davidson also came out and said that, like, oh, we don't know the whole story, that Dillian White already turned down a Fury fight.
Now, that's news to me. I heard that Fury turned down, well, not heard, well, I seen on interview that Fury turned down a Dillian White fight before. Maybe it was the offer that Eddie had proposed to him for his comeback.
I think Elms put that link in the chat early this morning, maybe, on the Ben Davidson interview.
So, I mean,
you guys and a lot of people like to call Eddie the best promoter, but, like, Frank Warren has a point. He was interviewed by Jack, and, you know, it's like you got to turn and look at the promoter and the handlers of Dillian White. He's number one in two sanctioning bodies. That doesn't mean he's mandatory in two sanctions, but he's number one contender in two sanctioning bodies and hasn't gotten a title shot. I mean, I don't understand why everybody's attacking just the WBC. Like, what up with the WBO? When are they going to mandate? And, like, what's up with Eddie? When is he going to push? Because that's specifically what Frank Warren said. He said, you know, it's unfortunate for Dillian that he doesn't have anyone pushing and campaigning for him. And it seems to me, like, Eddie was pushing and campaigning for Luke Campbell.
Yes.
So why don't he push and campaign for Dillian White, man?
And that's why about a month ago we came up with a title, Has Eddie Hearn Failed Dillian White? You know what I'm saying? We've been on this typically, dog.
No,
like,
but you know what the public said. The public said, no, that he didn't fail him. He's made him into a pay-per-view star. He might have not gotten him in a title shot,
that's
but his last three to four fights have been pay-per-view stars.
That's what you said. I think, in my opinion, he kind of has failed Dillian White. He hasn't gotten him in the position to get the revenge from AJ or get him into a world title contention. And maybe it's because Dillian White is on a fight-by-fight basis.
But how is he not in the position to get revenge on AJ?
I can't see my damn thought. that Dillian Whyte is on a fight-by-fight basis with Matchroom. So maybe Eddie looks at him more as a contractor than somebody who's really, truly under his umbrella.
I mean,
now, he's in position to be called, but it's like these funky things happen, keep happening to him. Number one in the WBC, but Brazil was named the mandatory over you. Now you're looking at a situation with the WBO that a guy from Cruiserweight can come up and say he's a mandatory now and just, like, invoke his status, and that bumps you out of the way. So he's kind of SOL with those two, you know what I'm saying, for the time being right now.
Shout out to Barack from Aka and Barack listening to the show and chimed in saying, Wilder does good numbers. People still want to see heavyweights.
I told you, bro. I told you. And that's the guy from the zone big enough, you know what I'm saying, Wilder on Showtime. People want to see Wilder fight, bro, because he gives you something that you don't really see that much in boxing. 41 fights, I believe 39 knockouts, 47, somewhere around there.
39, I believe.
30, yeah, 39 knockouts. He puts guys on their ass, man, grown men. But every fight that he's been in, I tell you one thing, every guy has been down. Every guy has touched the canvas. Well,
yeah, everybody.
Duopie didn't touch the canvas. But he did get beat.
Oh,
beat
that's
up.
Funny because he just put out an Instagram tweet like that or Twitter tweet like every man touched the canvas.
Every man got stopped. But Duopie, I don't remember Duopie touching the canvas, but I do remember him getting the shit beat out of him though, bro. I was talking about he was beating Duopie ass. That was one of his toughest fights, and I don't think Duopie been the same ever since. But
let
just
me check
back to
these betting lines to see if anything has changed in terms of the group betting, because AJ, could he have swayed the lines, you know, by challenging Wilder to do it in less rounds than he's done it?
You think AJ got that much pull? I'm gonna tell you who really got pulled though, Mike. We got 489 watching. So I need 489 thumbs up, man. Just helps with the visibility of the show. As you can see, we got people listening to the show every day. You guys are out here in the chat every day. And if you're in the chat, it's like a little scroll over, like this right here. I'm going to make it 64. Bam. Just like that, man. That easy. Costs you nothing, but it helps us grow. So if you want more of us, smash that thumbs up button.
Yeah, man. Help us remain here on a consistent basis, you know. All we want to do is talk boxing. I mean, we actually text each other frequently, daily, periodically, just asking, like, yo, what you want to do? Anything else?
Anything out there, man, to talk about? Like, he was going to bring y'all a damn Josh Kelly and Ray Robinson show.
And I wanted to. That's what I'm saying. Like, people think we in love with the heavyweights. We needed to talk about Josh Kelly and Ray. That's a good fight. And let me tell you, that's a beat in the odds with TBV. Ray Robinson might upset his little ass.
Bro, what you talking about, Mike? Man, probably. If that nigga go out there and do that shit he was doing his last fight trying to stunt on Ray Robinson, he gonna get touched up.
Bruh, that's a good
you
fight,
can't just
man.
You can't just skip levels like that, bro.
But they seen something, man. They chose not to go the Avenizan route, that's for sure. They turned that
man,
all the way around.
I told you what I tell you about that fight. If he would have took that fight, he wouldn't be an Avenizan. I was gonna put money on Avenizan heavy. I think I seen Avenizan fight one time, his last fight when he knocked out Luzabella, a guy. Only time I seen him fight. But Ams has been swearing by this guy. Ever since I've been talking to Ams, he's been like, hey, man, watch out for Avenizan. Like, didn't he already lose? No. Trust me. I seen him fight one of our UK guys. He beat the shit out of him. All right. Ever since then, man, Avenizan been cooking. So, Josh Kelly. Smart move, but Ray
Ashley
Robinson.
Williams says that they think that the announcement definitely could be a fight or a fight deal.
I just don't know, man.
I just don't know. I mean, listen, wait a minute. Let's be optimistic, though.
It might be a fight deal.
And no, you was right. What if that's it? It's like, yo, guys, Shelly and my team, they hammered it out. All I got to do is get past this fight Saturday. So tune in, and you're going to get that Joshua fight because we got the deal right with DAZN. Because remember, that was always the deal. $20 million for Brazil, next fight Joshua. So maybe they was like, look, man, we don't need your $20 to fight Dominic. Let's just Let Wilder focus on training. Me and you keep talking in the back end, like Shelly said he's been doing with John Skipper. I just don't know why do you and let Wilder announce an AJ fight. I'm not being a hater. I don't get that.
Maybe it's the mindset is like, hey, you guys, after this fight, I'm targeting AJ. I'm going to be at his fight June 1st. If he don't let me in the ring, y'all can see. Y'all can see that I really want this shit.
Finish.
And he don't
Dang.
Want it. And he don't fucking want it.
He
don't fucking
want it.
He got too much pride. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but the man got a lot of pride, man. Got a lot of pride.
Too much. It's just like, yo, champ, man, just do this one for us. Just go to the fight for us, man. It's going to help you anyway. Like, you're gonna get so much press anyway. The amount of people is going to be like, Wilder showed up. Oh, my God, Wilder showed up. Pictures, cameras, interviews. Bruh, it's only good for you. Don't even need a ticket, man.
Hell no.
You don't even need
You don't need no fucking ticket. I'm with him.
Listen to me. I've been at events where I'm telling security, like, bruh, that's the IBF champ of the world. Like, people don't be knowing. So Wilder, these security guards, come on, they 40, anywhere from 35 to 48, lost in assaults. Probably only Barclays Center, events they go to is basketball. Who knows, man?
Bro, you don't need a ticket, man. Make sure a Shelly called John. John gonna make sure
That's different.
If you really want to do it.
No, that's how you do it. Exactly. That's how you do it. You make sure John know the fucking fireworks. Boom! The bomb squad, the cheer. Man, fuck it. Get the Undertaker bell. So as soon as AJ win, the lights go out and be like, doom, doom. And my man just walk in the ring on some with the mask on. He ain't gonna do that, man. He too powerful, man. You Southern mom, you too powerful. You South boys, man. Come on.
I would totally be on that kind of bandwagon.
Like, I'm all on board for that one, bro. That's what you need to do.
That's what it should be, though. I'm going to the AJ fight. I'm pursuing the fight next. I'm tired of all this bullshit shit being said back and forth that I don't want to fight, that I don't want this. I'm gonna show you guys.
I got it. He gonna say everything you said, but he gonna say, I'm gonna go in the ring. If they don't let me in the ring, y'all know they don't want this fight. Right? Like, that's it right there. Like, I'm going in the ring. If they don't let Wilder in the ring, how they gonna say they want this fight? He gonna show up to their fight. I like it, man. I want him to come and try and do that, but I just don't know if that, like, that's a little bit much to ask, man. It's a little bit much to ask, I think, for real.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a lot to ask, but we can dream and we can speculate.
Definitely dreaming.
500 watching, man. I need 500 thumbs up, man. Come on, let's.
But that is the best announcement, though. Like, what's the second best announcement, or what could top that announcement? You know, if it's not, yo, I'm showing up to his fight, y'all. If it ain't that, what else could it be? Look, don't nothing even excite you like that.
I mean, that's what I want, bro. That's what I was thinking about the whole time. Like, bro, just go to the fight, man. They gonna accommodate you and whoever you bring with you. That's what they're going to do. They want that fight, too. They know it's big money.
I'm going to ask him tonight. You know he invited me out. I just hope he don't take too long. He's talking about after dinner and shit. I'm in a whole nother state.
He invited you out, huh?
No. Invited me to the hotel. I want that exclusive.
Yeah. The sit down.
Nigga said,
all right.
This dude right here.
I thought you was pulling the goddamn Danny, man. You're getting close to the camp. Y'all about to go party or something.
Nah, man.
Y'all throwing ones in the club.
Danny had the future shirt with Andre.
He was a bitch throwing ones. I said, Danny, if you
he was throwing ones. He was in the stripping.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
With, ABM.
Oh, man. Wow.
Man, boy, you know, Danny, man, they call him Ringwalk for a reason, my dude.
Oh, uh-huh. Man.
He don't fuck around.
Yo,
but yeah, man.
Let's get to these callers, man.
Let's go.
Smash the only one, Deontay Wilder.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Yo, Julio Ocho, man, you should have just gave me that 100, bro. I tell you, for real.
He put 100 on Brazil. Why y'all can't even spell his name right? Nobody
can't spell his name right.
Some people can't even pronounce it, man. Crazy. We going out to A on Skype. Talk to me.
What's going on, A?
I'm going to go fruity smash.
Yo, 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 what's good? Can you, man, hear me, yeah?
We hear you, man.
Yeah. UK in the building. Yo, what's going on?
Yo, it's literally going to be a gas thing. Like, if Deontay announces that he's fighting AJ next, that would be so mad. But if it's not that, yeah, it's one of two. It's either Luis Ortiz 2 or Dillian White. He's probably just going to say, fuck it, I'm fighting Dillian White. So, I mean, fuck the mandatory, fuck the Fury order, and, you know, just fight Dillian White, fam. Do you know what I mean? But either of them three matches I'm happy with. I'm happy with,
yes,
you know
sir,
what I mean?
Me too, man. Me too.
Yeah, but other than that, that's all I got to say, man. Shout out to you guys. Keep on doing your thing. Much love and respect. And, you know, I'm going to enjoy the show.
Hey, man,
well,
I'm going to take
calling
it.
You know what? I like that idea too, though, Mike. Dillian White, like, yo, man, this dude been talking mad shit for far too long. I shut Brazil mouth tonight. I'm going to shut Dillian White mouth up next. Huh? That don't sound good?
Yeah. This is exactly what I said earlier. But
oh,
what
you
I
did?
Think.
Damn.
Yeah, of course. But what another route that I want to go down, what if Deontay Wilder comes out in something that is near and dear to everybody's heart that I feel like that grew up in as a millennial. If you grew up as a millennial and Deontay Wilder comes out and says, you know what? Something is missing in the sport of boxing. Something is a boy right there. I teamed up with EA Sports to bring back Fight Night. I'm going to be the face of Fight Night Champions or Fight Night, whatever it's called next. Fight Night 2019. Would you guys be excited for that shit? I would. I want a boxing video game back in circulation so we can motherfucking have these tournaments and do these things like other sports do. Let's do it, man.
For sure.
You're old here. You know what I'm saying? He don't play video games yet. My bad, man. I stopped already, man. I stopped too, but if they bring it back, it's that nostalgia, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's that me wanting to get the controller back in my hand and, and when you just control and see the punches and you can imitate them like when you go back to the gym, to me, it's nothing better than that, man. I love Fight Night, bro. It's one of the best games that, in my opinion, that they took away that they shouldn't take it away. But I guess problems with the fighters and their licenses and shit like that. So you got to get all that shit squared away. But Fight Night Champions is definitely something that I would love to bring back. Please see, look everybody. PBC for real? PBC's making a game? That'll be hard. PBC the only ones with the stable to make a proper game. You're right. But if you can get PBC along with Matchroom or PBC, Matchroom, and Top Rank, if you can get those three entities together, I'm telling you, the others will follow because gaming is big, man. I don't think you guys understand. The gaming world is fucking huge. You got kids that are making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month just by playing video games. And I'm not exaggerating. So boxing needs that, man. Boxing needs a place where we can have our game systems and have our hookup and those big tournaments and see who is the best Fight Night champion player. But, yeah, there was just a thought that I was thinking that, hey, what if it's this? What if it's that? Wilder only knows, you know what I'm saying? Ness left me to do the show solo, but hey, it is what it is. Welcome to the Mike Voice. Tune in every day at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central, you know what I'm saying? I fucked that up. Can't be 4 o'clock, then 5 o'clock Central. But check this out. Deontay Wilder versus Brazil this week. Does anybody really give Brazil much of a chance against Wilder? I know he's a big guy, 270, hit hard. I just don't think Wilder can be taking Brazil lightly this week. Has to remain focused on the task at hand. Brazil's definitely a heavy puncher. And it's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be a good fight as long as it lasts.
Let me get to these callers, brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did we do a...
We did A.
All right. Rod in A70.
What's going on, Rod?
Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, you know y'all missed like 3 or 4 of my supercasts this morning, but it's all good. I support the show because you guys do a good
job. I was reading the holes and Ness cut the motherfucking live off.
It's all good, man. It was only like $2 each, but I just wanted to, you know, I was at work.
I'm
going to
read them
really
all for you today, though. Make sure I get to them.
Nah, we got them all right here. So you said Vlad's choice. No, I guess you meant to put Vlad chose AJ at 20 million.
No, Vlad chose AJ at 20 million or Wilder at 5 million. Dylan White choice, something like that. Then, yeah, Ortiz choice, something like that.
Parker's choice get KO'd by Dante Wilder at 2 million. AJ easy at 8. But again, all you doing is saying that Eddie Hearn and AJ did a better job.
It's not that, man. Okay, over in England,
man,
y'all trying to
use fear in y'all, like.
I'm not using fear.
That's what he's saying.
I was saying this morning, your argument, you made some good points. I'm not debating against your argument because every debate has two sides. What I'm saying is you cannot dismiss as a boxing expert the fact that if I'm a human, I'm a boxer, and I'm looking at, okay, I could go fight Mike, and Mike has 38-0 with 38 knockouts, and he has a super right hand. And AJ is a cold-ass boxer, too, and he could beat the shit out of me, too, but which is you. You're AJ. But I could make $10 million fighting you and only $2 million fighting what's name. What I'm saying is the guy going in, he's kind of afraid of both of them. But if I'm going to get my ass whooped, I'm going to get slaughtered, I'm going to get slaughtered with $10 million in my bank account. And I felt like Wilder dealt with a lot of that throughout his career, where he wanted guys. He wanted the Furies. He wanted the Vladimir Klitschko's. He wanted these guys. But a lot of these guys, like Mike said, ran from him because the risk was not worth the reward versus with AJ,
yeah.
The risk
Whose fault is it that he wasn't rewarding them enough money?
It's nobody's fault,
AJ,
bro. AJ was rewarding them with enough money. AJ's a British gold medalist, and he has the country behind him. He has a whole country behind him over in America. I'm not trying to make any excuses. Just the facts are the facts.
All right, and those are still the facts when it comes to tallying things up and who brings what to the table. Like, all that he's done in the past can't be erased because Wilder's the last piece of the puzzle.
It's not just that. It's the fact that you want to do an American pay-per-view with me. And you know, no matter what you make, it's probably going to be double or triple whatever you made in your career thus far. You just came to the States and made your highest payday against Big Baby Miller.
Hey,
so imagine what you're going to make against me. So why would I take a flat fee of 15 or 20 million and leave you with 100 million? It makes no sense.
I'm going to tell you why we need to stop playing these games, because Jarrett Hurd, Julian Williams, Jermell Charlo, Tony Harrison taught us that marination sometimes could go south.
Yes.
So they could keep waiting. They could keep waiting and acting like AJ Wilder is the fight of the century until AJ and Wilder lose, and that fight ain't no fight of no century no more.
I think it's still going to be a big fight.
Is it still going to be a big fight? Yeah, but it ain't what it is now. It ain't what it is now, just like
what
Pacquiao Mayweather wasn't what it was now. Pacquiao Mayweather, after Manny got knocked out, that shit never was the same, B. Never. Never. That's why he had to give up. That's why he couldn't argue 50-50.
He couldn't.
He got smoked before.
You can't do that.
At the highlight of his career, he got smoked. You know, not to mention that he had mad controversial fights with that same dude. So then that same dude finally said, fuck the judges. Bam. Bam. Slept his ass. Night, night. You want to go night, night? Yeah,
but like
man.
You said, no matter what the best fights are, they're going to happen. Probably get in the ring and the best man comes out. If we think it's motherfucking Charlo,
you lose luster and economic power if they take a loss. before the fight happens. Now, if that fight was built after their losses and it was built up, that's fine. But right built up as two undefeated fighters. Undefeated United Kingdom's best heavyweight versus America's undefeated best heavyweight. It ain't going to be the same if they take losses. It's just
bro, I'm just of the mindset that their losses don't deteriorate fights that greatly, bro.
Look at things now, Mike. Hasn't everyone's attention shift now to Harrison versus Julian Williams? That's what
I think more people are talking about Julian Williams versus Hurd again.
Because he's got a rematch clause, but like, no, people want to see the unification with the next guy, and now they're not thinking it's Charlo, they're thinking it's Harrison. That's all I'm saying. Even Julian is saying, like, yo, I want to unify with you, beat him again, and me and you gonna do it. So when you take a loss, that's an action that causes a reaction. Shit happens, man.
Yes, but I still think no matter if you make Hurd and Charlo with a loss each, I still think people will tune in and be glued to it as is a good competitive fight. I don't think losses just break fights down that much and people aren't interested in them. I'm not of the mindset.
They don't break them down, Mike, but it shifts the direction. Like right now, the direction will be with Harrison and Williams. And yeah, I'll still take on the undercard Charlo Hurd. Two losers versus the two losers.
Mike Tyson had losses, still did successful pay-per-views afterwards. Oscar had losses, still did successful pay-per-views afterwards.
It had to be built up, though, Mike. Amir Khan had losses and did successful pay-per-views. Like, what are you talking about? That don't mean – like, is that even part of the conversation?
I'm saying a loss don't necessarily mean that the big fight is going to not be big. Manny lost and still did $4.5 million with Floyd.
Mike. And the argument has always been that fight wasn't what it was because it was over-marinated. That is the argument, over-marination. What happened in Charlo Hurd and that whole situation is the same thing that happened in Mayweather-Pacquiao, and it can happen here if they wait too long. Like, the fact that you're trying to say, oh, it doesn't take anything away – when it does.
I didn't say it doesn't take anything away.
So then there's nothing to argue then. We move on to a caller because they lose.
It's not a big fight no more, though. That's how you make it seem like when those guys lose, it's not going to be as big as it was.
Let me tell you this.
It could be bigger. I mean, I could lose and come back and avenge his loss in a way that's incredible that makes the fight with the other guy even bigger. Come on, bro.
Let me tell you this.
I seen Conor McGregor lose to fucking Nate Diaz, came back, beat his ass, and then got a fight with Floyd. The loss don't mean shit, bro. As long as you come back from it.
Listen, hold on a minute, Jesus.
Do your thing, man. Yeah, in my opinion, let me know if y'all rock with me or what, bro. Do a loss take you down that much, bro? And Floyd got this whole thing, you got to be undefeated. I'm not of that mindset. I'm of the mindset, if you get in the ring with the best and you come up short, my nigga, you just fought one of the best in your division. Basketball players don't win every game. Football players don't win every game. Football players don't win every play. Basketball players don't win every play. Same for soccer. Same for fucking whatever sport there is out there. So why should boxing be any different? You fight, and the best man who comes out on top will win. It doesn't make a loss doesn't fucking deteriorate a fight to where it's not a big fight anymore, man. We seen Manny Pacquiao bounce back and had a big ass fight with Floyd. Over marinated, it may have been, probably was, but at the end of the day, he got in there with Floyd and he fought him, and he's still fighting to this day. To this day, he's still out here fighting. So it is what it is, man. Y'all letting this feed y'all that narrative if y'all want to. I'm not rocking with it, man. A fight doesn't necessarily decide how big or how little a fight can or will become.
Man, that speech was cute, man. But Mayweather Pacquiao wasn't what it was because Manny took a loss, man. Get out of here with that.
And how you going to say, bro, who is this guy? Mike, why don't you want AJ and Wilder now? Luciano? I'm the nigga that came up with the motherfucking analogy for Wilder to go to the fucking ring and get in the ring. I'm the nigga that came up with the analogy to fucking say that Wilder and AJ should be next. How am I not wanting to fight, bro?
Because you're also the guy that's making an excuse if someone takes the loss for marinating the fight longer.
No, I'm not making an excuse. I'm saying that the fight can still be a big fight. That's not an excuse. That's an exception to the rule.
It's an excuse, but it's cool. We'll go to some masterminds. We got Joseph in Texas.
I agree with you. You know, a loss shouldn't dictate things, but unfortunately, it's just not the case in boxing. Ness is right. After Manny lost, a majority of the people had lost all hope for him to beat Floyd. You know, before he lost, there was really a big group of people that felt like he had something for Floyd. But that all changed as soon as he went down. The fight was still big, of course, because it was just something you wanted to see. And the same would be said about either Wilder or AJ. If one of them catches a loss, as boxing, it's weird. We lose this hope after you lose, which I don't like, man. People talk about being undefeated. It shows that they don't truly appreciate Floyd Mayweather for what he was, because that's how good Floyd was. He was undefeated. There's only one of him. So to expect everybody to be undefeated shows you a real lack of appreciation for Floyd. But enough of that. I hope the announcement, I agree with Mike, would be something like an EA Sports game, man. That would be badass. A new fight night out there with Deontay on the cover because he's the real champion. And if that was to be the case, man, I drop gamer tags. I'm giving anybody the work, man. That's my call.
All right, champ. Let me go to – who do we got anymore, masterminds? We got –
straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Famous from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, what up, though? How y'all feeling this day?
Chilling.
I see we got some big upcoming news. Ben Wilder has some big upcoming news after the Fury fight that never got announced.
I don't know, man, but that's what I was trying to ask Mike, man. Was there anything that he was supposed to announce in the past that didn't end up being as big as we dreamt it would be?
I think that happened with, the Fury fight. Like, it wasn't nothing big. It was supposed to be something big, but either he didn't announce it or it wasn't as big as we thought it was going to be. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get my hopes up, man. So I'm going to stick with that, with the last part of that debate that y'all just had. Mike, I do agree with you. As far as fans go, you know, if we want to see the fight, we want to see the fight. But as far as fighters and their purse goes, the more losses you have, the more it does affect your purse, the more it does affect your notoriety in media. Not as much with fans, but in media. So, yeah, a loss can affect it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Vanessa is right. You know, as much as I still want to see Charlo and her duke it out because I just wanted to see them two fight each other, I still would rather, you know, the unification fight is big, you know what I'm saying? And now it's almost in the hands of Harrison and Williams. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get something good from it. If not, then it is what it is. I couldn't even imagine what Wilder's news might be, but I would love to see a new EA Sports fight night. I got a PS2. My son got a Xbox One S or whatever the fuck the new shit is. I'm old school, bro. I got a PS2, but I gladly
cut it. I told you, man. People love that fight night shit, bro. Bring that shit back for the culture, man. Bring it back for the boxing culture, man. Niggas talk that shit. Put your money down. If you can beat me, get whoever you want to. Play random. Let's fight.
Funny you chose to chime in on that, and not when he was saying how right I was about a fighter taking that loss in this scenario. But Dominic in Seattle.
Just because one person say you're right, don't mean you're right, man.
That was the first callers, right? Yeah. So it's like, don't be
What's going on, Dominic, man? What's going on, big dog? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. I like this one you guys put up today. You know, never know what's gonna happen. I love spontaneousness. I mean, it could be Anthony Joshua, it could be fucking Ortiz. I'm still talking that shit. Terrence Crawford's still trash. Terrence Bud Light.
You lost him right there, dog. You lost him right there.
No, but I really think it's going to be Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua doesn't have no one else to fight. Well, who is he going to fight? Daniel Dubois? Fucking Dillian White wants hella more money. He already turned down to fight. So, I mean, it has to be Anthony Joshua. The two fight. No, yeah, it has to be Anthony Joshua. That's my call right there.
Big up Dominic from Seattle, man. What a good weed at. Hey, man, we need a weed sponsor, bro.
Troy in Baltimore.
How y'all doing? You know what?
What's going on, Troy?
I got a thought for you since Mike brought it up. Instead of waiting for someone to do something that you want, why don't you do it yourself? Why don't you make a boxing voice game? You got all these listeners. I mean, because at one point I was in the chat room with like 3,000 people. Why don't you ask them, say, hey, look, we tired of talking about a game. We're going to make our own game. You could start with as little as $10 or as much as $1,000 to help us get this started. Then from there, you get a team together and you create your own game. Sound like something you want to do?
That would be very interesting. I probably had to take that on head on.
Why the long pause? Sound like you're hesitant for some reason.
Because you got to get these like permission for like the boxers to like have their likeness on the game, or are you saying just make a game to where the person builds up their character until
you
a certain point?
You have a relationship. You and Mister have a relationship with these dudes because you talk to them. So you know.
They're talking about money.
Man, you know, someone older told me something a while back. Some will, some won't. So what? You know, if you could only get, like, you know, X fighter to do it, then you do it. Anybody doesn't want to do it, they don't do it. Who cares? Just that simple. I used to do sales, man, so I have a different type of view of life and things like that, you know. But this
cut
whole
it,
wild of,
cut it, cut it, cut it. Canna, talk to me.
Yo, what? I
hope you say you're just listening because your connection is bad. Michael, talk to me.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Look, yeah, Deontay Wilder is announcing that he's going to buy a zoo and his first pet is going to be a duck. That's probably what's going to be like his announcement tomorrow. That's all I want to say on our whole situation. I don't really care. If it's not Anthony Joshua and he's going to announce Luis Ortiz, then I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. So that's all I wanted to say. But great show anyways. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, Michael. Thanks for holding on for all that time to
say that.
Going out to...
We got up next, man.
It's money to see. Working that bitch. Burning like fish. Diamonds wet like a fish. Pull up with the fish. Come fuck with the clean.
Come fuck with the clean.
She's sucking your
bitch.
She's sucking the dick.
She did it out.
I'm flipping the purse.
Hey, yo. What's going on? It's your boy H Money, Mr. DAZN. And I just got to talk about the big announcement. And I hope the big announcement is that Deontay Wilder comes home to the zone where we appreciate fighters at. You know what I mean? I got to give a shout out to Shelby Finkel. You know, Shelby Finkel, he made that fight. The Lennox Lewis versus Mike Tyson, the biggest fight in heavyweight history. The biggest fight ever in the history of the heavyweight division, Shelly Finkel made that fight. So it's about time we make Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua. There's no more excuses. The zone, let's raise the offer up. Let's make an offer that he can't refuse. Let's do that. The same offer we gave Devin Haney, an offer he couldn't refuse, we're going to do the same thing with the heavyweight champ. Deontay Wilder, because he got that green belt and he knocked people out like Tommy Hearns. He got that 1-2. Deontay Wilder, he's the meanest fighter in the world. You know what I mean? He said he want a body on his record. Name another fighter that said they want to kill somebody in the ring. And guess what? Dominic Brazil, they better have the ambulance on site for that man. Because I have a feeling he won't make it through this fight, bruh. He might get killed in the ring, bruh. Deontay Wilder might kill that man in the ring, bruh. Real talk, bruh. The zone's going to get him. The zone.
Cut it.
Zorro, talk to me.
Man, that dude there is getting it. Yo, what's up, y'all?
You bring that energy, man.
Hey. See, man, he got that energy. Now, I'm gonna go with you, Ness, because the Herd and Charlo fight ain't gonna be the same. Both of them was undefeated. Both of them they had the spotlight on them and they lost it. So Harrison and Jay, that's a
you
good fight for a unification. What you mean how it's not gonna be the same, Mike?
Why you
they
mad
had
at
the
him,
spotlight
Mike?
On
Are
them.
You not gonna watch it?
Oh, so now he
how
can't
you, how
they
gonna how they gonna be the same, Mike?
Bruh,
it's not
it's
gonna
the
be the same.
Fight if you watch
it's gonna,
it,
bro. It lost
if
steam.
You, if you
it lost
watch
steam.
It, it's the same fight.
It lost steam.
The
thing.
A problem with
it lost steam. It lost steam.
Y'all hold lost his nigga.
It lost
so
steam.
So
both of them were undefeated. Undefeated champions. Both of them was undefeated champions. You mean to tell me two undefeated champions is going to be the same fight as two people who took a loss. And
yes.
Herd got dusted.
Yes.
And Herd got dusted.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Herd
you,
got
yes.
dusted. Charlo got outboxed. That fight is not the same. That fight is not the same.
Well,
if they would have fought,
they fight.
All that over,
if,
all that over matching, all
fight,
that.
The same fight, brother.
Man, it's not the same fight because Herd ain't going to be the same. Charlo ain't going
to
be the same. You see Harrison talk to Charlo?
You don't want
to see
them.
You see how Harrison talking to Charlo? Ain't nobody was running up and talking that noise to Charlo like
that.
You see how?
That is true.
Charlo's
going to
be
Harrison.
None of that shit.
Harrison's whole energy changed towards Charlo. He calling him all type of shit now.
I hear Harrison up early, you know what I'm saying, just to talk to him for a second. But he doesn't need to hear no there. What is here? I'm not saying.
I mean,
that
I think it was here. You tried the name drop.
What is here? I want to see those guys in the ring, no matter if they lose or if they have a loss to each other. If they lose their next fight, I think Charlo and Herd still a good competitive fight for that division.
Yo, that was hilarious.
What's that?
Be
Paulie. What's wrong with you, man?
Jeffrey. What up, Jeffrey?
He's got a tear in his eye.
Hello?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, man. How's it doing? I'm from the UK. I just wanted to say a non-biased thing here.
All right.
AJ was ducking Wilder in the beginning, but it seems like Wilder is ducking AJ now. But you're saying about the fight. What if AJ turned up to the Wilder fight at the weekend?
I mean, that would be excellent. And you know what? He would start a chain reaction. He would put so much pressure on Wilder, right? Because right now, Wilder can't be bothered with thinking about showing up to AJ's fight until he beats Brazil. But if AJ wanted to rattle Deontay Wilder, he wanted to put a little extra pressure on Wilder to perform and show up at the Wilder fight. And not only that, but say the right thing. Say, I'm here because I want the fight next. That would be amazing. Anthony Joshua is in Miami. Is he going to come up to New York City for this fight? Is his contracts, you know, he likes to talk about his other partners. Are MSG going to allow it, Mike? Is MSG going to be cool with him sitting in the Barclays? I mean, could they treat it like a regular basketball game, or is it different in his contract and the verbiage because it's another fight? You know, because sometimes I don't think they want these guys at these cross promotions because of that, because it's cross promotion and they're hating on each other, really. Not the fighters, but the entities.
Yeah, see, I was going to say Earl and Terrence was that Canelo fight, but they necessarily haven't been at each other's fight. So
yeah,
yeah.
Earl and Terrence was at Maurice Hooker fight, but they got to go see each other like Floyd did. Like Floyd came to Berto Ortiz, like, "What up, y'all next?"
Mm.
And then Ortiz won. He gave Ortiz the shot.
Beat the shit.
What happened to them days, man? It's not like that no more. You know, Shane Mosley jumped in the ring like, "Come on, man, stop ducking me, Floyd."
Damn right.
Happened to those days, man. Bernard Hopkins grabbed the fucking Puerto Rican flag from Tito Trinidad. Like, "Man, get that shit out of here."
Then it took off.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to them days, man? What happened to them days? I don't know.
To the days, goddamn me, James Toney knocking mics out of motherfucking, Jim Gray hand. Yeah,
oh, man.
Bring them days back, man.
What happened to them Floyd cutting off Larry? Man, you don't know shit about boxing.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll never give me a fair shake.
You'll never give me a fair shake.
You know what I'm saying? Like, gone are the days these dudes, like, acting like...
Don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying?
But I think it's the whole crossover mainstream appeal, like, oh, we got to clean it up in order to make... Because think about football, basketball, and all that shit. They got them dudes
that's
over there walking in a tight line.
That's uniform,
but
though.
That's what they're looking for. Look at the platform
like
they're on. One is on ESPN, one is on Fox, bro. Them the same channels football and basketball is on.
Yeah, but like one thing that I love about boxing, man, is like you can just go back on YouTube and just see Roy Jones Jr. talk his shit, act the way he wanted to act, pound for pound, the baddest man throwing down. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear you.
We need that kind of, like, we need those antics in boxing to make people more interested in the sport. People aren't interested in the cold-hearted, you know what I'm saying, just meanness. You got to be more colorful, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why Fury is doing what he's doing over there on ESPN, and Bob is trying to push him to make him that big, big star.
I know they're going to release some Fury numbers. Let's see how the U.S. public takes to, you know, an Irish heavyweight. They might, you know, they might adapt him like he's not from the U.K. You
yeah,
never
man,
know.
He's a good talker.
You never know. Listen, we're gonna go to the Boomerang Stainless.
What's going on, Stainless in the D?
Man, you already know what it is. I just had to give my outro. Please make sure you push the thumbs up and share this and every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. TBB for life. Peace.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. You can join us really quick for an episode of Untitled on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice, where we talk a little bit of everything. We put out a post already. I also put it on the community page right here on YouTube to allow you guys to pick the topics that we do discuss on Untitled, which we will do in a few minutes. So if you want to join us, head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, hit that thumbs up button. You can do that. Present, future, past. It doesn't matter. It helps with the visibility of the show. It allows us to get big guests. And listen, man, it's fight week. Maybe we should talk to Shelly, see if we can't get him on the show again. You know, you just never know.
I was hoping you reach out to Joe, you know what I'm saying? Try to get him on. Bob's strength and conditioning coach.
No doubt. All that is possible.
I think that'll be a good interview for a morning show. But yeah, follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And the big announcement is tomorrow. I guess we all have to wait a couple of hours and we'll find out tomorrow. And I bet we'll do a show about
unless
it.
Unless Coppinger leaks it.
Yeah, unless it happens.
Coppinger be getting all the inside info right before it dropped. He dropped the Pacquiao news, and then PBC dropped it on the telecast. Yo, we out. Douche.